Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number three. I've got a story here out of the Toronto Star. A generation is all they need. One day, we will all happily be implanted with microchips, and our every move will be monitored. The technology exists. Only the barrier is society's resistance to the loss of privacy. There have been hundreds of articles just pushing it and pushing it, conditioning, bathing, basting us, marinating us until we finally give into this. They're not playing games. We'll talk about that. Get into some new developments with Princess Diana. Right now, let's continue with your calls. Omar in Toronto brought up one of the things I'm really upset about. It is admitted that diamonds are semi-precious, like rhinestones, but they only come from certain geographic areas, allowing the Oppenheimer family, backed up by the Queen of England, was all set up by Cecil Rhodes, to first monopolize the fields in Africa and in Australia and a few places here in the U.S. And Brazil. And they come in and they buy it up, and then they artificially jack up the price. They have huge warehouses full of diamonds, and people will mortgage their house. Guys who want to get married, you know, I got to get her that big $10,000 ring, you know, I only make $20,000 a year, but it doesn't matter. It proves I love her. Turn of the last century, De Beers paid for huge print ads and then in television, diamonds are forever, that this is how you show love. This is wealth. This is power. It's like Coca-Cola invented the modern Santa Claus in the red outfit. That was Coca-Cola in the 20s, 30s. This is how they do it. And they know. And they sell you on what reality is. So they take a semi-precious stone, and I mean, they slaughter and enslave the people. I mean, they have slave camps. The people live like prisoners going down in these dangerous mines. And we were just mentioning it. You had one more thing you wanted to say. Go ahead.
Well, they also control, they can pretty much control, well, they do control every diamond that's sold in the world. And during World War II, in that program, they had mentioned that when the German invasion seemed to be imminent, De Beers refused to remove the diamonds from England because if they were captured, they're crucial to the war effort, industrial diamonds, and they wouldn't ship them to the States because they knew that as soon as they ship them there, they'd be seized under U.S. law, their principals would be arrested. But, of course, they sent them here to the Socialist Republic of Canada, and there was no problem. So it just shows how maniacal, you know, how much they control, you know, things. They're willing to destroy a whole society like South Africa, create the apartheid system, and people buy into it and support it. So I told my wife, there's just no way in this world I'm buying you a diamond ring, and it took her about 5, 6, 7 years, but eventually she figured it out. She found out on her own
why do you want to be part of a scam? Why do you want to be ripped off, people? Why do you want to be laughed at? I mean, imagine a piece of carbon that literally would be worth a couple of dollars. This is mainstream, okay? A couple bucks for a pure, you know, 1-carat diamond, and you'll pay $10,000 for it.
Some are priceless. That's how the myth is so big, that they've made some diamonds priceless when, in fact, they were actually worthless at the time, and the royal family made it, fashionable to wear.
Because they own the mines.
Yeah, and they controlled the 80% of the stock market in South Africa. The whole thing was the slickest campaign ever, as far as I was concerned, from what I saw. So the question, Alex, do you think we can get freedom to fashion past our friendly customs officials up here?
We need to, yeah.
I don't know. I've been looking for it on your website. I've been watching the trailer online, but that's about all I can see so far, so I don't know if you could tell me.
Well, I'm confused. America Freedom of Fascism is on Google Video. You can buy a DVD of it from us on the website. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's
cheer after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
8 minutes, 25 seconds into this third and final hour today, continuing with wide open phones. I love all the different directions our listeners take us in. At the bottom of the hour, I will be doing an analysis of what I think is the most powerful film ever made, and that's Apocalypto. I'll tell you why. Just total immersion, a total suspended disbelief, like I was teleported back in time. And we'll get into some other news. But when this issue of diamonds gets brought up, and it reminds me, you know, every holiday season, because if you watch any TV, you see the ads. When I'm at the gym, you know, on the treadmill or the stair stepper or whatever, a couple times a week, all I see is diamond ads in between the football or ESPN or Oprah. Huge diamond stores, stores where they don't even sell other stones. It's just, they're building they built a gigantic one down the road from my house. Just filled with idiots pulling in there, buying them. And I know it's also a lot of people who aren't fools, who know that they're semi-precious and it's all a big monopoly and a scam and artificial scarcity, but they still do it because it has been ingrained through a PR process that's only about 100 years old. And it's just as big a scam to say it that it supports the troops, to have them over there in Iraq breathing depleted uranium, being shot at, dying. It's a big scam to say the war is failing. The war has done exactly what it was supposed to do, break the country up, balkanize it, and shut off the oil supply to create artificial scarcity. I mean, take the Hamilton, Lee Hamilton, 9/11, Keene Hamilton Commission. Same book, same cover, same publisher. They now put out the Iraq Study Group. Many of the same players on that, appointed by Bush. They call it independent. This is how the scam works. This is a carnival trick they play. And so they have James Baker, you know, the Bush crime family's conciliary, their main lawyer. And I mean that when I say conciliary. He is the conciliary. He comes in and he says, oh, you've made some mistakes, some big problems. We've got a way to fix it. And then Bush's surrogates come out and attack it. And Bush says, well, there's some good ideas, but not all. The left sees Bush attacking it. Suddenly, all piles on going, we're defeating Bush. We're for the Hamilton Baker Commission, Iraq Study Group. Oh, my gosh, the working group's got the answer. Shut up, Bush. How dare you not go along with what these reasonable men have called for? That's a parlor trick. They're all on the same team. If you listen to what Baker and Hamilton have called for, it is build up the troops before you then build them down, train the Iraqi National Guard divisions, and we're going to exit, but we're not going to give a timetable. And it's going to happen in the future, and we're listening to you, the Democrats. Then the Democrat leadership comes out, the chairman of the committees that control it, and say, yeah, we need 30,000 more troops before we start withdrawing them. People go, wait a minute, that Democrat was anti-war. Now he's suddenly for it. It was smoke and mirrors. So now, because 70-plus percent of the troops, 70-plus percent of Americans in major polls want to come home, are against the war, even those that were sold on it have now woken up, what do? They put it into a process. They go from wanting it to be political to keep the fight going. Now that that's failed, and the left-right paradigm imploded on that issue, as it is on every other issue, now it's a process of, oh, we're putting it into this discussion now, and we're figuring out what to do, and by the time they come up with their final recommendations, we've all just kind of forgotten about it. Now it isn't a Bush-bashing thing. It's just, okay, it's kind of like the war, kind of like Bill Clinton attacked Serbia, and most Democrats liked it, because, you know, as long as it's their warmonger. So all that incredible momentum is having the air taken out of its sails, the wind taken out of its sails. It's a parlor trick. Just good cop, bad cop. Let's go ahead now and take another call here. Let's go to Mike in Ohio. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I wanted to bring up an issue that that just passed here in Ohio, and it's basically a draconian smoking law. And it basically boils down to you're not allowed to smoke in... You're not allowed to smoke in a company vehicle. You're not allowed to smoke in bars. You're not allowed to smoke in restaurants. You're not allowed to smoke anywhere anymore. Now, I'm a smoker, and I understand it's bad, but I don't think it's the right of the state to tell me that I can't smoke walking down the street or something.
Well, you know what they say. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. So the Commerce Department, the Department of Agriculture, why they're involved, it's, for some reason they're involved in it, have said that they're going to start with smoking because most people don't like it. We all know it's bad. I'm no fan of it, though I've had problems with it off and on. And what they do is they come in and they're going to set the precedent that the government's involved in our lives, kind of in a socialistic system of, well, we have to pay for your medical care because of your smoking, so now we're just going to outright ban it or restrict it. And then it's going to be fast food. New York banning trans fats. It's happening all over. Oh, now regulators come to your restaurant. The government doesn't care about your well-being. I mean, hundreds of people die a week from prescription drug interactions, hundreds of thousands every year. That's admitted. See, they don't care about your health. It's about new, brave new worlds of ways to regulate and control your lives.
Obviously, they don't care about us because, I mean, if they really cared about us, Alex, I think they just do away with the cigarette companies and tell them to quit making cigarettes.
Well,
right?
Look, all over the world, sir, they are making normal behavior illegal. It's about having an excuse to interface the social workers with the general population. Just remove the word social worker and add jail guard. Okay?
Right.
And I've got the report here about the U.S. has record prisoners, and it's not getting any better. It's only going to get worse.
Well,
they're going to pass more and more laws that affect things that weren't previously criminal to have more people to put in their system.
Right, exactly what it is. It's to put people in the system. Today I had to go put in some job applications, okay? And I own some commercial property. I can't even smoke on the commercial property that I own. There's a bar in the commercial property that pays me rent, okay? And I can't even smoke in the bar that I like to frequent every now and then.
Well, I'll tell you what happens. All over the country, they ban smoking in bars, and the business all drops off because even non-smokers grew up being around it, so they want to go be in that atmosphere. And so here in Travis County, everyone ignores it, and they just put out cups of water, and people just smoke, and the police completely ignore it.
And right. People got to go 30 feet away from the building to smoke. Well, what's that?
It's just better to ignore it. Right. Let me tell you. Right here in Travis County, it is ignored.
Well, what it's doing is it's causing more crime. Because I just had a friend of mine who parks in the street near the bar, and he had his car broken into, and this is right after they initiated the new anti-draconian smoking laws. It's ridiculous. I can't express enough how angry I am. It's absolutely ridiculous, Alex.
Sir, this is the nanny state.
It is.
Where everything's going to be micromanaged, everything's going to be watched, everything's going to be controlled. I appreciate your call. Folks, I told you, it's in official plans that we're going to have a national sales tax along with the income tax. They have fake conservatives pushing a movement to abolish the income tax, but they're going to keep it. They're just going to call it a Social Security tax, cut it down to 10 or 11%. Then you're going to have a national sales tax, but so there's not, quote, fraud, because it's going to be graduated. Poor folks won't have to pay a sales tax, but then they're going to, quote, catch the poor folks going and buying items to then resell it or being paid to buy groceries or electronics or whatever to then give it to someone who's in a higher bracket. So to stop that, they've got to swipe your card with your ID to assess the sales tax. That then brings federal control into every terminal, every shopping cart, every cashier, every business, and total tracking. And it's a whole new tax. That's how they've passed almost every new tax, is the replacement for another one. They never get rid of another tax. They change its name and reduce it. Then within 5 years, they've jacked it up to what it was previously. Like they say there's not an income tax in the state of Texas. They say there's not a state income tax. They just got them under other names. You know, they come by and they have your business tax, and they assess some $1,000 computer that's worth $5,000. Some old ratty desk, you know, is worth $3,000. And then they let you go contest it if you have time, which I don't. And then let's say you say your stuff's only worth half of what they say it is. Then they'll take 20% off if you're lucky. And then that's what you can do. There's no other recourse. It's just taxing authorities just running around doing whatever they want. And that money's taken and invested in private corporations that the county and city and school managers are involved in. And then they, as soon as they get out of their five-year stint, they go get a job for $400,000 a year at that company doing nothing but playing golf. That's the delayed kickback. And it's done right in front of everyone. It's going on everywhere. It's total criminality. The system, you heard Mr. Steele, high-level CIA, on saying that around 30% of the economy globally is crime now, and that it's going to take over the entire economy. But it's not going to call itself crime. It's going to call itself homeland security. That's what tyranny is. It's when criminals take over. Criminals with fancy PR firms, fancy propaganda, brainwashed, militarized police, corrupt admiralty courts, maritime law courts, and this is what they're doing. There's no due process in family courts. There's not due process in most. I mean, right here in Travis County, you get arrested for no seatbelt. They walk up to your jail cell and say, just sign here, we'll let you out. And if you read the fine print, it says you are agreeing that you committed family violence, drug dealing, drunk driving, assaults, and you're on probation now. That's the Soviet Union. But in the Soviet Union, they hid it in underground torture centers. Now in America, it's out in the open. That's how stupid the public is. We'll be right back.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Welcome back. I literally have a stack of over 50 stories just like this one today. In the UK, the US, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, the exact same programs, exact same policies. Just like diamonds are really worth as much as agates that you find by the Great Lakes, semi-precious, folks. The stuff you buy for $2-3, you know, at a roadside souvenir shop by the Great Lakes, some polished stone is the value of diamonds. Just like the entire stock market, 75%+ is owned by the government but controlled by the private corporations. The average person doesn't know that. It's absolute truth. You can verify it in 5 minutes. Take this story out of the UK Sun. You can verify this anytime you like. Murder cop, take baby's DNA. Britain's most senior murder investigator has called DNA to be taken from babies. Commander Dave Johnson said it would build up a database to solve crimes and prevent others. He said samples could be taken from Britain's renewing passports and from migrants arriving here. The head of the Met Police Homicide and Serious Crime Unit went on to say, "We have 300,000 unsolved cases," and he goes on to say, "We had to take a profile at a crime scene but have not yet matched it. So guilty until proven innocent." And it says that a national DNA database was set up in 99 in England. See, it starts here in the U.S. with, oh, felons will be DNA tested. Fine. Then it's, oh, anyone who's arrested for a felony charge. Then a misdemeanor charge. And see, now different states are doing that. The problem is DNA is not 100%. Oh, the test is, if properly done and not contaminated. But every major crime lab in the country has been caught, quote, making mistakes, or hundreds have been caught engaging in premeditated frame-ups. And I don't mean a one guy they know is a killer, and that's bad enough, because once you start, it slides. I mean of everybody. What, 2 years ago, the police chief had to resign and admitted that over 2,000 people had been framed in 1 year alone. Remember Dallas? Also 2 years ago, where the cops pulled over hundreds of cars, they would just randomly pick nice cars and throw a bag of chalk in the back. They targeted mainly illegal aliens. We always talk about them getting a better deal than everybody, but not on this case, because they found out they wouldn't fight. They would seize their car and then their home without ever taking them to court. Oh, yes, under asset forfeiture seizure, they do it when they, quote, find the drugs or other contraband. I mean, how warped have their minds gotten? And then they got caught framing because the cops are a bunch of drug dealers up there. Dallas cops have been corrupt forever, folks. Big time Dixie Mafia. That's why they picked Dallas to kill Kennedy in, because they'd play along. And I don't mean beat cops. You're doing a good job most of the time out there with wrecks and people hurt, and it's a dangerous, tough job sticking your hind end out in the highway and, I mean, I see it every day. I'm not attacking you. I need to be clear about that. I'm talking about the detectives and the vice squad and the internal affairs and the captains. I mean, how many captains are living in $500,000 houses and driving, you know, $50,000 cars? You shouldn't be on your salary. So we'll take Austin. I mean, every time they bust a big whorehouse, that's why they never do. It ends up some you know, vice cops running it. And if you're a worldly person, folks, you know, when those vice cops get around all those women, it's hard to not become the pimp, make money, and imbibe in it. That's the nature of evil. That's why you don't want vice cops. Before we had vice cops in this country, we had a lot less vice. Stopping vice starts in the heart, starts in the family. You know, alcoholism tripled under Prohibition in those 9 years? And organized crime more than tripled? Those are official numbers. Go pull them. You've all heard that. You all know that. It's common knowledge. You make something illegal, it becomes risque and cool and stylish and radical and rebellious. You put untold amounts of money into something that was dirt cheap before. Now true criminal elements get involved in it. It corrupts your police. That was designed to corrupt police more than anything. This has been written about. Because cops weren't about to ban alcohol, most of them were drinking. So if they're going to get paid off to protect the hooch runners, and I mean, I had family that was involved in all this, folks. I know about it. And I know the Germans right here in town that ran the liquor for Al Capone. They're called the Steiners. All right, folks, we'll be right back. Just, it's incredible. See, I know history. So I got a leg up. You can learn history, too.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Eric, Andrew, Peggy, Mike, everybody, we'll get to you. I can only take those 4 calls, though. Sorry to all the others. Because Well, see, this is how my brain works. I started reading the headline, Murder Cop Takes Baby's DNA. That's the headline. He's the head of the murder investigations over there. And I just wanted to tell everybody that it's been in the Australian papers. I first heard this from Mark Kornke. Back in the mid-1990s, he was claiming on the radio that there was a national database in Detroit that every baby at birth for decades had their blood taken, and it was kept in a federal database. And I believed him. I checked out a lot of what he had to say, and it was true. But I kind of forgot about it. And then about eight years ago, I saw mainstream, this is when I really started, you know, spending a lot of time on the web, mainstream Australian papers where members of parliament and the head of their federal police were saying, hey, we've got this research database of all babies born going back 20 plus years. We should just use that as a DNA database. Then I went and looked it up. It is a DNA database. But see, it was done under research funding. Then I found out England had it. Then, what was it, 6 years ago, I had a congressman on. I forget his name. He was a Republican out of North Carolina. Even my memory's pretty good, but it fails me. This is too much. But we had him on the show, and it was in some of the papers. And that he discovered that in North Carolina, going back at that time 20-plus years, now it's 34 years ago, if you add it all together, that 34 years ago, every child in the United States and Canada, and it was implemented the same year, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, England, it's always the same. The programs even have similar names, sometimes identical names. And I call them the echelon group of countries because in the 50s they all adopted the same snooping system, and one country, that's what they are, companies, spies on the other country because back then they had laws, you know, about spying on their own citizens, so they got around it that way. Now any pretense has been removed. It's even worse having the foreigner spy. Well, it's like all this news about the U.S. was spying on Diana. Oh my gosh, it's terrible. Well, that's how they do it. That's been admitted. We spy for them, they spy for us. And then, quote, what they found out was the official story is true from the wiretaps. That's another way they'll trick you is come out and say, oh, we got busted, we fell down on the job, we screwed up, here's the document, and it's what they want you to hear. I mean, they killed her. Well, 87% of Brits believe they killed her. The evidence is there. It's a long story. Most of you already know it. Turns out what we always knew, the driver was in the employ of intelligence agencies. We said that back in 97 when she was murdered. You see? And now it's all come out. But I'm already digressing. I have to get into Apocalypto and take your calls. But getting back to my main point. I was born at Parkland in Dallas, Texas, 33 years ago. And it had been adopted by then in the United States nationwide. So I was right around the cutoff date. It's about to be 34 years. So right around the time I was born, this was started. Now let me explain how this works. They could do the smear blood test. It's simply a kit. And we would do this in vet work, blood testing cows. You've got a little tablet with these chemical reactions, and it's got, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, depending on the test, different patches, and they test for different things with that. They could do those blood tests right there at the hospital. You know, they claim for rare blood diseases and to see if your blood's missing key coagulation proteins and other things. Oh, we send this to the health department to test your baby's blood for diseases. Well, why don't you ask them, why don't you just do that here at the hospital? I'll be glad to pay for that here. Oh, no, they'll tell you, because I've had these conversations. Oh, no, this is state law that we do this. Oh, man, I see the state law. Let me go talk to the doctor. Why are you asking? I want to see the state law. They come back, well, there's not a state law, but it's a mandate. We've been doing it for over 20 years. And if you watch, they take three ampules. Why do they take three ampules? Because with a lawyer trick, they're telling the truth, but lying by omission. One ampule goes to the city health department. The other two are sent to the state. The state keeps one freeze-dried, and the other is sent to one of four national databases. We all are in DNA databases. And just like there's no law, you've got to be vaccinated, though Harry Reid's talking about trying to force it now. They tell you it's a law. They tell you it's a law to take the blood. And they do test it at the health department. What business do those individuals have? Why is it done in the hospital? It's about the, and it goes back, how did it all start before that? this relationship with the health department and the hospitals? Eugenics. If your mother, you'd had six children and one of them was Down syndrome, millions of parents were ordered to never have children again, and their children were seized and had their uteruses cut out, or in some of the more primitive operations in the 20s and 30s were castrated. They just did tube cut on the men later. So I don't want to hear the government can't engage in tyranny. They've already done it. I was just last night watching Nuremberg trial tapes. Yes, we have Nuremberg speeches. We have the film with the stinking Nazis up there using Rockefeller Foundation documents to argue, well, we were just cleaning up the state, sterilizing and killing people, but you funded us and recommended it, and it was all true. Okay, that stuff comes from America. It comes from London. And it's going on all around us right now. If you are 33 years old or younger and born in a hospital, your blood is in a state and federal DNA databank. And large portions, they took so much blood, I mean, a little ampule, that is a lot. However many cc's it is. There was a court case 4 years ago, and I remember it was in the San Francisco Chronicle, where they were going in and to the human tissue research facility that the state has there, and Big Pharma was paying to be given parts of those samples on hundreds of thousands of people and were isolating key compounds in your blood by your name. And somebody found out about it and sued them, and the court ruling was by the federal court that they, the state, owns your blood. So they're also doing experiments with your blood. So, you know, now you hear about a national initiative to save the umbilical cord. Hey, I'm all for saving the umbilical cord, freeze-drying it, banking it, but that should be private corporations where they have a contract with you where that is yours. No, the feds are talking about paying for it because they care about you so much. So if you ever get sicky-sick, it'll be available for you. Baloney. They're trying to get federal laws through to save umbilical cords and placenta. Freeze-dried so they got your number and can do whatever they want with that stem cell material. You see, these people are out of control. And they're obsessed with breeding, genetic engineering. They're obsessed with all of it. Let me get into Apocalypto, and then we'll go to your calls. Let me get my notes here. I even wrote notes about this. Mel Gibson, in my opinion, is the greatest living director. He has set what I call the Gibson standard. He, I believe, for realism, cinematic quality, casting, just a total avant-garde, has outdone anything I've ever seen Kubrick do. He transports you there. You know, no amount of cell phones ringing and people gasping in the theater here in Austin Friday night could keep me from being fully immersed in it. I've done quite a bit of research on the Aztecs and the Mayan culture overall, the Toltecs. And I've been to many of the sites, and I've read quite a few books on the subject. And it is an incredibly accurate film. The performances are off the chart. And the reason it's so successful is it's the same formula, what we really want. We want real heroes. And just like The Patriot is the amalgamation of three real people into one, it's a true story. As true as it can be in the cinema. There's a few things like Colonel Tavington really wasn't killed, and he went back and became the mayor of Liverpool and stuff like that. So there's some inaccuracies there, but they had to simplify. Braveheart. Again, true story. Ragtag band standing up against oppression. The elite demanding they be able to sleep with your wife on your wedding night. The elite slitting people's throats, torturing them, killing them for no reason, just as an exercise of power. you know, instinctively we know that this is the real threat. And he shows the state for what it is throughout history, an abomination and a great danger to the family, and how it wages war against the family. Well, Apocalypto does that. It shows effectively the horror of an unrestrained elite on a power trip. The cult of power. State-sponsored spectacles with the human sacrifices, similar to the Roman Colosseum and Circus Maximus, which itself was a form of human sacrifice, and getting the people to go cheer for their own enslavement, their own degradation, their own humiliation. The standardizing and institutionalizing of a predatory elite feeding on their own people. That's shown in the film. Gibson was criticized by some crackpot UT assistant professor she said, well, this is a pious, you know, very religious thing, human sacrifice. He makes it look bad. No, he shows historically what it was. And she says, you know, how can you judge cultures? Let me give you the actual quote. You just hate this movie. I hate it. I despise it. I think it's despicable. It's offensive to Mayan people. It's offensive to those of us, she's not Mayan, by the way, who try to teach cultural sensitivity and alternative worldviews that might not match our 21st century Western ones, but are valid. See, every time I've knocked the Aztecs, the most bloodthirsty of Mesoamerica, the Nazis of the region, I get calls saying, how dare you knock their culture? It's just another culture. You can't make a moral determination. Mulderdash, you will say the Nazis are bad, which indeed they were. That's a culture gone wrong. The Romans ripping children apart in the arena by the end of it, by the end of their decadence, you would say that was wrong. Oh, but no. Not the precious Aztecs, because the Dr. Piancas, who were into population reduction, this needs to be added to the story we did, the UN documents that I show in my film Road to Tyranny on the biological global biosphere assessment says, oh, primitive culture is sacrificed to keep down population numbers. We need similar things today. I mean, I've got official UN documents where they're calling for human sacrifice. They're into this. This is a human-hating group. They don't like the Romans killing humans in an arena. They don't mind the Romans killing humans in an arena. They just don't like the fact that the Romans were throwing rhinoceros in with lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. You see. And why does the state, why do elites always push this? It's an emotional salve. It's a psychological excuse and a rationale to kill people en masse and to enslave. It's, oh, we're guardians of the earth. We're doing this for the betterment of the ecology and the betterment for the more elite humans that are allowed to go forward into the future. This was the exact attitude of the Mayan priests and the Mayan cultures. You see. So elites throughout history have always had this, the peasants are scourges, because it's a predatory attitude. They're seen as vermin. They're seen as roaches or rats. And the elite are culling for the betterment of society, and it's institutionalized. So, of course, that infestation that is the University of Texas with Dr. Pianca and all the rest of them, and here's this professor, Julia Guernsey, I want to get her on, saying this was pious. This was, let me find the exact quotes. I lost my article I had that was marked, so I'm trying to find it here. Scans for another copy we printed. She calls it pious. This is done very, very in a sacrosanct way. This was noble. There's nothing noble about sacrificing 10,000 people in one day. You know, four or five pyramid sacrifice sites. They were killing so many people, they'd have sacrifice altars up on the tops, and then down at Chichen Itza, down in the bottom, they've just got chalk mules lined up. That's a person sitting, you know, sitting, laying down, up on their elbows, up on the backs of their feet, and then they would lay you across his stomach with his hands there and cut your heart out right there on the spot. Gibson held back. Okay, his film should have had 5-6 altars, non-stop slaughtering people. And he shows a little image of this where it shows this huge field just filled with piles of dead bodies. But that's not accurate according to the anthropologist I've interviewed, the books I've read. Most of those cultures down there, the main meat supply was, and then their favorite was small children, and they found that to be the most delicious. They would kick them down the stairs, which the anthropologists in this article admit they do, and then they were cut up by a lower priest class that funded the higher priest class with meat sales. Oh, no, let's not criticize. You know, in the film, they show them marking babies for sacrifice, but you wouldn't know that if you hadn't read the anthropology on it. So it shows adults being killed, the warriors, at different types. The number one sacrifice was the taller you were, the stronger you were, the harder you fought. Those guys got flayed and tortured for days. So that's not quite accurate either. They would really torture them longer because the god liked the power. I see all these cars driving around with Aztec calendars on the back. I don't know why you guys are proud of that. I mean, that's shameful. That, by the way, reduced the height of the Mesoamerican compared to Plains Indians by almost a foot, because they killed the tall people.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Yeah, if you want to wonder how sick these academics are and how anti-human they are, sacrificing babies. Oh, it's pious. That's the attitude of control freaks and their guilds. I got loaded phone lines here. I don't know how I'm going to cram everybody in here. I didn't even do justice to talking about Apocalypto. We've written a big article about it up on PrisonPlanet.com. Hope to get it out to everybody. you know, just the hunting rituals. It shows what those Aboriginal populations were like. You know, why people are into hunting. It's the passing on. The story of not being afraid. I mean, it's just a powerful film. Everything about it is avant-garde, and that means new. This is a new standard. I'm blown away by it. Blown away by it. It is end of year, and we hope we can get it out to you by, you know, before Christmas. If you order by this Friday, for sure, maybe even after, but we're guaranteeing it. We're going to ship everything out of here by that Monday after the 15th, so you get it a few days before Christmas. Order now. You know, of course, if you order now, we'll ship it out to you tomorrow. But, I mean, up until the 15th is our cutoff date, so we know we can get it to you a few days before Christmas. Bunch of big specials on Terror Storm, Martial Law, Road to Tyranny, America, Freedom to Fascism, my book, a bunch of other books and videos we carry. Infowars.com to order off the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. We're now carrying the best shortwave radios at the best price I've found up on Infowars.com as well. You can call 888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.tv. You can get almost half a year free right now when you sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv, so just go check it out. Peggy in Pennsylvania, then we'll try to jam a few more in. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. The governor has announced that he is seriously thinking of either renting or selling the Pennsylvania Turnpike to a company in order to get money to fix our roads.
Yeah, what they do is they don't fix... I mean, listen, we got a TxDOT document 2 years ago saying we've got more money than we've ever had, the gas tax bigger than ever. Why are we saying we have to give our roads to foreign countries and companies to do this? And they just said, shut up. Okay, government has so much money, they print the money, they have plenty of money. This is about, they have to tell you, though, they always need more money.
Well, the thing is, if they sell it and they do use that money, they won't have anything left then to generate more money, you know, when the roads fail again.
Look, it's about subdividing. The politicians have been bought off, and they're selling out the entire infrastructure for nothing right now.
If I were to argue this, what would I tell an opponent?
Well, there have been a lot of articles. I mean, you can go print up the article we did with Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel Prize winner, former head of the World Bank, chief economist World Bank, saying that this is part of the final phase of going into receivership. We've just been hijacked, ma'am.
I would just say, it's a scam. It's not a money-making scheme. It's a scam.
Well, listen, the global corporations run this country, and they're just taking over everything. Mm-hmm. We've been hijacked. It's like a pirate, you know, pulling up next to you and taking over your ship. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Mike in Arizona. Mike, go ahead.
Yes, hi, Alex.
Hello.
Just a bit of news locally here in Arizona. There was just a news broadcast this morning from the public affairs manager, Linda Gorman, AAA Arizona, saying that Arizonans are frustrated with traffic and 52% would appreciate toll roads as an alternative. So, you know, I've been wondering for the last 2 years why there's been such a frenzy of construction and destruction on the roads, and I think they're trying to push us in that direction.
And in real polls, 97% are against this. They go do their own private sample and just make that up. Again, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, AAA, all the big institutions are totally bought off. I mean, does anybody you know want toll roads?
Not anyone I know.
Yeah, you got plenty of money. All right, we're out of time. God bless you all. Sorry to the other callers.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
More than